We have breaking news here as we are getting ready for kickoff here on Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. This is Tom Ernesty bringing you the late breaking news. The Miami Dolphins today will be without both Juwan James at right tackle and Laremy Tunsil at left tackle. We're going to get into this right now as we get the kickoff show started, but I wanted to get that news broke as it has been announced that the Miami Dolphins will be without both Laremy Tunsil and Juwan James. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
You're now listening to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by DolphinsTalk.com, sponsored by Sinbad Sports. To get you ready for today's game, here's your host, Tom Ernesty.
Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Sinbad Sports, and this is Tom Ernesty from DolphinsTalk.com. I had to start off with the awful news, as the Dolphins are going to be without their top two tackles in this game today against the Packers. Officially, the inactives for the Miami Dolphins coming into this game today: Ryan Tannehill, Ted Larson, Juwan James, Jonathan Woodard, Laremy Tunsil, Durham Smythe, and Charles Harris. If you look at this list, Tannehill starter, Larson starter, Juwan James starter, Laremy Tunsil starter, and then both Woodard, Smythe, and Charles Harris, all key role players for the Miami Dolphins. So this game is not looking pretty right now as we get closer to kickoff. Today is going to be a very big game for the Miami Dolphins, as things are just going the right way today for the Dolphins when it comes to the AFC. So breaking down what's going on, the Saints are up 51-7 on the Bengals right now. The Titans are beating the Patriots 27-10. That doesn't help in the wild card aspect, but if for some miracle the Dolphins end up winning today's game in Green Bay with all these injuries and late scratches, they have an opportunity to climb within one game of the Patriots. The other news is the Jets is getting trounced by the Bills, and an absolute surprise with Matt Barkley, a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills today. So a lot of good things happening around the NFL right now for the Miami Dolphins, but the only thing that's not going in their favor is, of course, the guys they are missing coming into this game today at Lambeau Field. The kickoff temperature is going to be right around 30 degrees. It is going to be a little windy. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be a very interesting game, to say the least, with the Dolphins traveling to Green Bay today. So let's talk about the Packers, and let's talk about overall where they stand. They are sixth in the NFL in passing coming into this game today. When it comes to rush game, the Packers have their games where the rushing attack has been pretty good. There are other games where it's just been completely non-existent. Now, remember, they did trade away Ty Montgomery, who was one of their better running backs. The Packers this year is 20th in the NFL in rushing and in total yards, in total offense. The Green Bay Packers are also going to be ranked within the top 15. They got a very good team, Green Bay Packers. They are ranked sixth overall in total yards per game at 406.5. So they're sixth overall. The Dolphins defense have to show up. They have to do the same thing they did last week against the Jets, which they look putrid against the Bills today. But the Dolphins defense has to show up, and they have to be very good in order to win this game today. So the Packers coming into this game defensively, in total defense, they're ranked 18th overall. In passing, the Packers have some injuries. They're missing Kevin King today with an injury. He's listed as doubtful. The Packers pass defense, again, is 23rd. And in rushing, the Packers defense, and this is where the Dolphins really, really have to figure it out. The Packers are ranked, looks like 21st in overall defense when it comes to the ground game. So there's a lot that has to happen for the Dolphins to win today. The Packers are susceptible. They have been prone to mistakes throughout this season, which is why the record's 3-4-1. But again, the Dolphins are coming in seriously banged up. Unfortunately, this game is coming towards the bye week, so getting a win today is going to be near impossible, unfortunately. But let's talk about how they can get there. Let's talk about the five things to watch for in this game today against the Green Bay Packers. The first thing is adversity. How are the Dolphins going to do with the adversity that has come in their direction, especially before kickoff today? Losing both your starting tackles is not a good thing. Zach Stirrup was awful last week in spot duty against the Jets, and we know Sam Young is not very good whatsoever, as he was the one of the guys that got Ryan Tannehill killed in that game in Cincinnati. So this is going to be really all about the ground game. This is going to be about Frank Gore and Kenyon Drake. They got to find a way to move the sticks. They got to get quick passes. They have to be able to move the football on the ground, and they got to be able to shut down Packers. But overall, this is a game where they have to fight through adversity. This team has done it before. This is the opportunity to see if they can pull it off once again. The second thing to watch for in this game is, as I mentioned earlier, is the tackle play. Are these tackles going to hold up today for Brock Osweiler? Tannehill is inactive, which leaves David Fales as the backup quarterback. If Osweiler can keep clean and these guys can do a good job keeping the Packers out of the backfield on passing downs, there could be an opportunity for the Dolphins to move the football. Again, this is going to be tough. This team is not used to the weather. It's cold. It's windy. Banged up offensive line. The tackles have to perform today. And that's the second thing to watch for. The third thing to definitely watch for today is Brock Osweiler, as I mentioned. This is a game, he's got to have a rebound game. We cannot have repeat performance like he did against the Jets. He was awful. He did not play very well. He didn't turn the ball over, so I can't say he played awful. He was smart with the ball, but the Dolphins have to move the football on third down when they get to that point, but they got to get into manageable third downs, and that's on Brock Osweiler to get that team into manageable third down situations so they can try to move the sticks. This is going to be a big game, and the Dolphins got to find a way to win with the way, again, the AFC is shaking out today with these games. It's helpful for the Dolphins to try to get a win today. We'll find out if they can. Fourth thing to watch for today is Xavien Howard versus Davante Adams. This is a big part of the Miami Dolphins game plan today. They got to find a way to shut them down passing the ball because the Packers are not very effective running the football. I would expect to see the Packers try to run the football a little bit more today, with Aaron Rodgers knowing that he's going to be slinging the ball around. The Dolphins secondary last week was very good with Micah Fitzpatrick playing on the outside, with Bobby McCain playing in the slot again and rotating out the secondary and rotating out the safeties. It worked out very well. But the key matchup back there today is, can Xavien Howard handle Davante Adams? Can Xavien Howard find the magic that he had in the first 3 weeks of the season, where he was giving up one of the lowest quarterback ratings and targets his way, where right now he is actually one of the worst in the league over the course of his last six games. The last thing to watch for in this game today is going to be the most important thing, is the weather. Can the Dolphins figure out a way to handle the cold? And can they stay mentally strong? This kind of ties into the first thing with adversity, but this is a mentally strong game today. They have to be able to win the game today in a very hostile atmosphere. Listen, Aaron Rodgers does not lose at home, folks. He doesn't lose at home. Aaron Rodgers this year is 3-0-1 at Lambeau Field, and his three wins at Lambeau Field are very convincing wins. And the tie against Minnesota, of course, kind of brings that back to earth a little bit. But it's up to the Dolphins to all pull together as a team and fight through it. There was an article earlier this week that the Dolphins, I believe from Jason Leiser from the Palm Beach Post, said that this is the most unhappy winning football team in football, because they are 5-4. They are a winning football team, and they are the most unhappy when it comes down to it. So there's a lot of things to watch for in this game. Those are the five things to watch for, coming from DolphinsTalk.com. I'm going to take a quick break as we are leading up to kickoff today against the Green Bay Packers. We're going to get into the three keys to victory as soon as we return.
The DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network brings you only the best podcasts covering the Miami Dolphins. With fins up, fans down, welcome to Perfectville, the same old Dolphins show, the Landon and Jeff show, as well as DolphinsTalk.com daily podcast. You will get in-depth coverage from diehard passionate Miami Dolphins fans each and every week. Be sure to listen to all these great podcasts and check them out at DolphinsTalk.com. Sinbad Sports is the number one sports memorabilia company in South Florida and the number one place to go get authentic Miami Dolphins signed memorabilia. Sinbad Sports has had the likes of Albert Wilson, Kiko Alonso, Frank Gore, Jakeem Grant, Rashad Jones, Ricky Williams, and Cam Wake in for recent autograph signings. So when you're in South Florida, go ahead and visit Sinbad Sports at 1976 South University Drive, Davie, Florida. Tell them DolphinsTalk.com sent you.
We are back. Let's get into the three keys to victory presented again by Sinbad Sports. First key to victory in this game for the Miami Dolphins today is stopping Aaron Rodgers. The biggest thing with Aaron Rodgers this year, though, is his third down efficiency. Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL. He has the highest quarterback rating in the league on third down at 115.5. And his yard per attempt on those third downs is 10.7. So we know the Packers love to throw to the air on those third downs. That is going to be the one key to victory, is can you get the Packers off the field on third down so you don't run into those situations where Aaron Rodgers is just eating you, eating that defense up for lunch. The Dolphins have to do a better job of stopping Aaron Rodgers, especially on third downs. The second thing is the pressure. The pressure from the Green Bay Packers. And so this is about the interior Dolphins offensive line for the Dolphins, which, again, is banged up with Jake Brendel starting at offensive guard with the absence of Ted Larson. The Packers' pass rush has relied heavy on the interior defenders. They have generated the second most quarterback pressures among teams from their interior defensive linemen. This is a big thing today for the Dolphins. They have to find a way to keep those interior defenders off Brock Osweiler and allow Brock Osweiler to at least get the ball out of his hand in a timely manner. This is going to be a big key to victory for the Miami Dolphins in this game today. The last thing has to do with the Miami Dolphins, of course. It is the usage of the no huddle. I think the Dolphins can have success today if they go no huddle, if they can go no huddle, if they're successful. The Dolphins run no huddle on 18.5% of their plays. That's highest in the NFL. So the Dolphins have to find a way to move the sticks and keep the Packers kind of breathing a little heavy and control the time of possession. The only way a no huddle works, as many of you know, is you have to be successful on first and second downs. You can't be no huddle and be at third and 10, third and 11, whatever it is. You have to be third and 2, third and 1, and be able to convert those short third downs into first downs. That is going to be the third key to victory, is the use of the no huddle and to allow the Miami Dolphins to continued drives and to make life miserable for the Packers defense, which again is very susceptible to big plays as we saw against the Patriots last week. I asked to see if there's any questions out there for today's show, and I got a couple. Let me go through them right now. This one came from our friend Randy Savage at RJC Lifestyle. He asked, will the Dolphins find a way to run on this Packers defense? It's a great question, Randy. I believe the best thing they can do is run the ball today. With the interior, with the exterior offensive line completely dismembered at this point, the only way you are going to be able to do anything successful is to be able to find the way to run the football. So that's going to be Frank Gore getting the touches 15 to 20 times. Kenyon Drake, I'd love to see him get at least 10 to 15 touches on the ground today. If the Dolphins have moderate success, averaging between 4 and 5 yards a carry, I think this will help lead the Dolphins to points and try to keep pace with this Packers offense. The second question, will Aaron Rodgers dupe us by our own play again, which was the fake spike? Now, I was at that game in 2014 when Aaron Rodgers faked the spike at the 20-yard line after a fourth down conversion and got the ball inside the 5-yard line, which ultimately led to the game-winning score, and the Packers came out on top of that game in Miami and back in 2014. I don't think we'll see a fake spike today by Aaron Rodgers. I think the Dolphins will be ready for something like that in the event that they get into a situation. You know, all hands on deck, making sure that they know what their guy is doing and don't take plays off. That's what killed the Dolphins on that fake spike, is everyone had their hands on their hips, breathing heavy, instead of getting ready to play the next down, even though Aaron Rodgers said he was going to clock it. Teams got to understand that that fake spike in 1993 with Dan Marino, you have to be cautious because it does happen, and it will happen again and again in this league if you're sleeping on defense. So I don't think that is a possibility, but who knows? It's Aaron Rodgers. The guy's arguably the best quarterback in football right now. Who knows? We might see that happen today. Let's get into my prediction. As most of you who are hearing this show, you could probably hear it in my voice where this game is going to go. I think the Dolphins are going to get beat today by the Green Bay Packers. I think the final score is going to be 31-13. I just don't see how the Dolphins can put up any points to maintain with Aaron Rodgers and this high-powered passing offense in Green Bay. I think they're going to fall apart before the bye week. It'll be 31-13 Green Bay. I hate saying it. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I just really don't think, with all these injuries, no starting left tackle, no starting right tackle, no starting left guard, you're still with your backup quarterback. You have a banged-up defense, missing Charles Harris in this game. You lost a bunch of starters at the beginning of the year. It's going to be very difficult to overcome the odds here in Green Bay. I think the Packers are going to take care of business against the Miami Dolphins, 31-13. That will do it today for the Countdown to Kickoff show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at Dolphins Talk. You can follow me on Twitter during the game as well, at TErnisse13, TErnisse13. I will be commenting during the game, and then our post-game wrap-up show featuring Mike and myself will drop later tonight after the game against the Green Bay Packers, and I'm sure we're going to have a ton to talk about when it comes to this game today. Hopefully, fingers crossed, toes crossed, whatever you can cross, cross them. The Dolphins need every ounce of luck today to go into Green Bay and to beat the Packers on their home turf where they do not lose, especially when it's under 35 degrees. The Packers are just unbelievable at home when the temperature is under 35. So the Dolphins have a big uphill task. We'll see how they do. Please be sure to listen to the post-game wrap-up show. I am out. Thanks for listening. Fins up. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff, Tom Ernesty, brought to you by Sinbad Sports and DolphinsTalk.com. Enjoy the game, and fins up.